love you.
No.
Oh yeah.
I'm alive.
I'm gonna have to.
Oh, alive! Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Nerdy Up North podcast. It's a nerdy podcast and it's hosted by another nerd. I am one of your hosts, Sam.
And I am the other host, Paul, who is very, very tired today. So I do apologise. We've been busy, yes. But tonight, we are joined not just by one goth queen, two goth queens tonight. So we have the lovely Sammy and we have the beautiful Eel. All the way from Bonnie Scotland has come to join us.
Yo!
to kick off Can See and Hear All. What's Chris talking about?
I know, that got me worried after the issues that we've just had.
Yeah.
Yes. Beth, can you give us a thumbs up if you can hear everything, please?
That's fine. But yes, we are kicking off our spooky season. I know we kind of cheated and started a little bit early the last 2 weeks, but that wasn't spooky. That was just the Stephen King era where we were doing about books.
That was books.
That was books, not spooks.
God, that was a good one. That was a guy. Look at him. He says he's tired. Oh, yeah. We're coming out strong.
Yes. So, yes.
Starting swinging.
So how are you guys? Are you all right?
Totally. I've been ill for weeks. I'm going to get that out of the way right now. I think we're all tired and stressed, never mind. So this is going to be unhinged.
I think everyone at the moment's like either on the edge or like close to a mental breakdown. Like everyone I speak to is either on the bottom or over the edge as well. So yeah, let's try and.
What if it happens to all three of us at once?
Oh,
let's just have it like a. Like it'll be a bonding experience, right? We'll just
it'll be something.
Either that, or we bring Chris into the mall, then we all fuck then. So yeah.
Oh Christ, that's not.
Yeah.
Eel doesn't need to be introduced to that.
No.
We like her. We want her to come back.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. Well, she better come back. We've booked her in for the next 2 weeks. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're the next week too.
Yeah, she's going to meet Kelly, so yeah.
Oh, Christ. Oh, you're going to have so much fun. Kelly's the best. She really is.
I can't wait.
I'm
so excited.
She is the girliest of them all. But yeah, she'll be decked from head to toes in everything to do with Beetlejuice, so that'll be interesting.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. So, Sammy, do you want to do your disclaimer?
Yeah, I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So... everything discussed in today's episode is our opinions and our opinions alone. If you'd like to discuss anything from today's episode, please come and join us in the comment section. You can join us on Facebook or you can join our Discord where we can have an open discussion. But what we won't have is anyone coming for us and telling us our opinions are wrong because we can all agree to disagree in fandom. So let's keep it fun, keep it kind, and keep the toxic behaviour out of nerdism.
We always try, but sometimes we fail, but yeah, we always try. But yes.
Well, yeah, that. I've got the tagline for this movie.
What movie?
21. This movie, the Craft movie.
The Craft.
Well, it's not the arts and crafts movie that bloody Chris thinks he's watching. The Craft, the 1986 The Craft. Mm-hmm. One tagline alone. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Witching Hour.
Straight to the point.
Kicks this right. I told you this would kick it right off. Yeah. Let's go back in time to 1996. Don't want to know how old Dale was.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I do feel like
that was peak, man.
I'm probably the wrong type of genre or gene for this type of movie as well. I don't think
what are you?
I don't know anymore. I have just become a being. I'm just a thing on the internet. But yeah, I don't think I'm the target audience for this movie. Even though I did love it, I did enjoy it. This wasn't really aimed towards me, I would say.
I think that's a fair comment. You know, studios weren't really into backing films about teenage girls at this point. Mm-hmm. Certainly not about or for teenage girls. It's probably the first, I mean, this is pre-Buffy even, we're talking, you know, like we hadn't had Scream yet. That came out later that year, a very, mm-hmm. very busy year for Dave Campbell. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time we're really seeing a sisterhood mm-hmm. in this yeah. kind of format.
With a more edgy tone as well, because normally when it's like female-led roles, mm-hmm. unless like you're talking Sigourney Weaver and Aliens, it was all cutesy yeah. rom-coms, like teenage yeah. like friendships and stuff like that. But this was like kind of the start of the MTV era for movies that came out, where a lot of film directors of movies that were made were aimed at the MTV crowd. Like, I think this came out, Cruel Intentions, Disturbing Behavior, Teaching Miss Tingle. I know everyone says it doesn't exist. It fucking
it doesn't
does.
Exist. He's making it up.
It's not a porno. It's a real movie, I'm telling
it's
you.
It's a made-up film that Paul had to go and get the poster to prove it exists.
Well, I have seen both versions, Paul, and I will tell you, one of them is not a porn. So
brilliant.
Yeah, well, both Robert, worth a watch.
Robert Tooney is your main star in this film, mm-hmm. and don't know why. I'll never understand why. But she was hot shit at the time. Mm-hmm. They wanted her so badly for this film. Bearing in mind, Neve Campbell is in it. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even spark in anything. It's just it's Neve Campbell from Party of Five. Who gives a shit? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody cared. But Robert Tooney, they really, really wanted. She actually auditioned for Bonnie mm-hmm. initially.
All right.
And they were like, fuck no. Yeah. Yeah. But they were like, fuck no. No, we want you for the main star. We want to basically target this whole movie mm-hmm. around you.
So this came out after Empire Records, isn't it?
Pretty much straight afterwards, because obviously she's got the shaved head and the really bad wig job mm-hmm. that they did. I said to Paul before we came on, I don't care what copy you're watching, VHS to 4K, you can still see them edging lines.
Oh, it's harsh. It's a harsh line.
It's really bad. Yeah. That wig, that lace crunchy. Crunch is not down properly.
Can we just like give them credit though, because this is before RuPaul's Drag Race, so people didn't learn how to do these things properly. So,
but it wasn't still before wigs, Paul. No, it wasn't before theatre. So I'm not going to take that. Okay,
oh, no,
right.
Crispy edges.
I tried to
they were terrible. Defense, you yeah. can't, you can't, you can't, not with that wig. It was so bad. They might as well have just let her have a bald head. It would have been so much better than the hair. But hey, it happened. It's a thing. But yeah, she was hot shit.
Yeah.
Like, they loved her and they centered this whole film around her.
But the cast was pretty, so like, hard to believe. If you look at the cast now, like the cast was pretty decent for the time. Like a lot of the up and comers, like Skate Urchin of like I know we haven't Ulrich. Done much Ulrich, sorry.
Ulrich.
Like say the
Street Urchin.
Well, he was in this movie, to be fair. But this was before he hit big with Scream, and I know he's not really done much since then, but he was a big thing.
Excuse me. He was in Riverdale. How dare you?
He was in what?
He was in Riverdale?
Well, he was posted to be like the next Johnny Depp.
Yes.
And then that just didn't happen. Was it a lifestyle thing for him, or was it just of casting?
I just think Johnny Depp become like, because Johnny Depp goes hot and cold for a lot of the times. So when I think this was, well, it was Scream would have been before Pirates, but then Johnny Depp would have had like a resurgence. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we need the next Johnny Depp when we've got Johnny Depp still doing Johnny Depp stuff? So. But
yeah, and I think
he
on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, and he talks about the dark days, mm-hmm. like how fame got to him, and you know, decisions were made. Talking about the cast, mm-hmm. 85 other actresses auditioned for the four
right.
main roles. And the only names I could find associated with that 85 was Angelina Jolie,
Okay.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
That would have been interesting at the time because I said she'd done, what was it, Ghost?
Ghost
Ghost
World.
World. Yeah.
Excellent film.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she deadpan in that film and her just go hand in hand and it works perfectly. That is what I love
So
that film
perfectly.
so much. And
Oh,
Alicia
so much love for
Silverstone.
Thora Birch.
Oh,
Yes.
that's where I get my hair inspiration from.
It's
Alicia Silverstone
very good
would
inspiration.
have been
In Ghost World.
like she was the 90s queen, so wasn't she just up for every part or everything that was going in the 90s?
Potentially. Yes, and Tierney auditioned for Bonnie. Neve Campbell auditioned for, oh gosh, what's her name? Not Nancy,
Sarah?
because no, not Sarah,
Rochelle.
Bonnie. No, Rochelle. Sorry,
Rochelle.
Rochelle. I keep forgetting her name. Poor Rochelle. Poor Rachel True. Yeah, nobody wanted Nancy.
Nancy's the
Nancy is
lucky
a,
one. Yeah.
yeah, nobody wanted to be Nancy, apart from
I'm
Farooqa Balk.
glad you said that, but yeah.
Legend.
Farooza. I said it right this time.
Farooja
I know I had to keep
Balk.
practicing it before we came on.
So, as you said, this
Oh.
film came out, I say, 1996.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember seeing it first time. All I can remember is the hype around it, because this was the heyday of the MTV Movie Awards, where Everything You Think and literally used to get like all the, not the bad movies, but all the commercial movies used to get like more awards. Like I think one year, Cruel Intentions got Best Kiss between Sarah
Oh,
Chagall
yeah.
and Selma Hayek. When you watch it, it's not a nice kiss. It's one of the most revolting kisses you'll ever see. It's just weird. Far too much tongue. But yeah, that's just my anyway.
Far too much saliva.
We're
That's
learning a lot this evening. Okay.
Oh, we I always take
Too
us down
much
a
tongue. Okay.
a journey. But yeah, I think this one, and again, someone could prove us wrong. Best fight scene with the at the end,
Between the end,
between
basically.
Sarah and Nancy, where
Oh, yeah.
she goes all crazy
I
witch
feel like that's right.
and then she gets the wardrobe and she turns into clothes and stuff like that. When they actually used like the practical and special effects, like kind of combined well at times. But as a whole, that's what I can remember from this movie coming out. I know when we've discussed like ages and stuff, this was a 15, I believe, when it came out in the cinema. So unless you snuck in, I don't think you would have seen it at the cinema.
I was 13 when
No.
it came out.
Yeah, but you lived in Sunderland, so you would have got in.
I was not me at 13. I didn't hit that until I was 15, and I
Right.
have not changed since. Yeah, I was probably about 15. This is probably one of my like gateways into the goth lifestyle I've led since. And it's obviously a gateway into a lot of things that I don't like to use the word practice, but are interested in. I found a obsession with the actual no, Wicca. That's what the craft is in this. There's very different differentiations between the craft and Wicca. They use the rule of three in this, and that is a religious aspect of Wicca. The craft that I'm interested in doesn't. So there's that. So yeah, this was about that time. I was like everything. I remember going into there was a witchy shop in the Metro Centre in the Mediterranean part. Can you remember that with the old guy
Yeah.
and the yeah, he was
Yeah,
like
it became like the restaurant quarter for a while, then it
yeah.
changed. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's if you were to walk through there now, that's got a bunch of restaurants, but it used to have a witchy shop in there. Felt like I was home. Hadn't a fucking clue what it is I was looking at, but I was like, I wanted to read everything that came with this movie. I wanted to know it all. And my
Yeah.
collection up until, oh gosh, when did I move house for 6 years ago? My collection was unreal, and I got rid of it all because it's not what I'm interested in. I don't like the religious aspect of Wicca. So I was like, let's just distance yourself from that. But this is the starting point of all that, is this movie.
Oh yeah, I think it must have switched on thousands of teenage girls onto seeking out the dark arts for for
Oh
friendship and
yeah.
joy and
Oh yeah,
revenge
certainly wasn't
and
alone.
friendship.
I
No.
certainly wasn't alone, especially if you talk to girls of my age who watched this at when, around about the same time I did. They all did exactly the same thing. They were all buying the same books and subscribing to
Oh, big time.
the
Yeah.
witchcraft
Big time.
magazines.
Can I tell you a fun story that's connected
Ooh.
with this?
Go for it.
So I discovered this through the video shop, as we would do on a Friday and Saturday
Yeah.
night. It was a sleepover. I think we were about 13. The movie had been out a couple of years, and we were allowed to rent it. Someone's big sister got it for us. And we were like obsessed from that point on. So there was four of us, so already we're like, oh, it's a sign. And we decided we were going to look up some invocations. We would like sneak around libraries, try and find like anything on the occult, anything on Wicca, anything that came even like a little bit close. We were like, oh, we're going to be practicing witches. It's so exciting. So one sleepover at my house, we decided we were going to do a binding spell because a friend of ours was being bullied because we did sh that all
Right, okay.
the
So your
time.
first spell you try to do, instead of like nice and thing, you went for fucking binding, like putting curses on people and shit straight away.
I love this.
So we're like, well, we could just like try and blend in. Don't be so stupid. No, we're going to use the thing that they're bullying us for. We're going
Right.
to do more of that. Right? So
Right.
set up this circle, had the candles lit and everything. And we're doing the like, we're giving it
Calling
our
the
all, we have no chance.
calling the
Call
signs.
it, yeah, calling it. And the candles flickered a little bit. And we all shat ourselves and ran. Now, they flickered a little bit because there's, four 14-year-old girls yelling into the center where there are lit candles. And we were surprised that, like, they might flicker and move. But
Air would
in that
hit
moment, it was Satan. He was coming for us.
it.
We were getting out of there, man. And then I've never practiced witchcraft ever since.
See, so you became a
It was
so
enough for that to walk away.
and just walk away.
To be fair though, because
So
I know, like you can joke and like carry like thing. There was probably a lot of people because, as Sammy said, a lot of people believe in like the witchcraft, believe in Wicca, believe in all these different elementals as well.
yeah.
Would you see this as not like? Because I'm trying to think of the words correctly. It's not like a slight, or would you say it as like a, like almost like, because after watching this, lots of teenage girls try to get into it. So would you think it pissed off that community a little bit, or do you
Oh.
think they would have embraced that, like, say, that side of it?
Well, they
They
took it
did have a
really.
Wiccan
Yeah.
consultant. Yeah, they did have
Yeah.
somebody.
Pat Devon. Yeah, Pat Devon was the Wiccan consultant on the film.
Yeah. So there were like invocations and things like that were written specifically for the movie.
Right.
They tried to keep the reality kind of separate
Yeah.
from the religion.
They
Which I
fucked
thought
up
was
slightly though.
I think they
So
did a couple of times.
yeah, they fucked up slightly, especially with the creation of the deity Manon,
Right.
which is actually very
Manon.
close to a very Greek to a Greek deity, Meron. And they didn't, yeah, the names are very, very similar, but they created Manon in order to not piss anyone off.
Right.
But they ended up making it so close to the Greek one, it sounded like that's what they were saying when they were repeating it back.
Right.
Yeah, some weird shit went down that night when it was
Yeah.
when they're on the beach.
Right.
Hang on, I've got it here. Is so Menon is a fictitious creation for the film. Sounds very close to Mananan, which is the Gaelic, actually it's Gaelic god of the sea.
Right. So do we have to
The
be
whole
careful if we're using these dietary phrases? We're just living near the sea. I don't want to get fucked here.
Well, just don't say it next to
As
the
a
sea.
Celt, I'll just put in a good word for you.
All right,
Like, it's
that's
okay. This
fair.
is just Yeah, that's how it works.
I know, but like, say it's October, it's spooky season, anything can happen. That's the exam discipline.
That's true. But sorry, I don't know why I thought it was Greek. I
Right.
mustn't have been reading that correctly. I was only reading about this earlier today. Was when they were down by the beach and they're calling the element and they're calling Manon to come, it sounded too close to what the other god was. And when they the sea got out of control
Right.
and they ended up having to shut down the filming for the night. And as but when they picked it back up again, see, calm down. And as soon as Nancy says the line, "Manon, fill me," power cut off.
Oh shit.
Wow.
All the power just like kind of cut off. And yeah, they didn't pick back up after that. That's the only take that they've got.
That'd be
They did. I
quite
mean, like,
cool though.
go
I'd be quite excited with stuff like that, because imagine, I know, because like if you think about all the different, like, I'm not classing this as a cursed movie. If you talk about all the different cursed movies that's been, like the Exorcist, Poltergeist, and all the different elements to there, so it's always good to have a little bit of realism, shall we say, or a little bit of like almost like a legacy left in, so that it can help the, like, it can only help the movie like get bigger with that type of
Yeah.
element.
Well, one more thing that happened that night was when they were evoking the deity Manon, a flock of bats
Right.
circled them and extinguished all the candles.
It's okay.
Fuck that. I'd have been out there. I'd be gone. I don't do winged creatures. I don't do the flapping. I'd been gone. You'd not see me for dust, for sand even.
Probably stuck around for the bats. And we're like, that's so cool. Can we do that again? Can we try
And
to get them back?
there was always one rumor about Firouzah. I can't say it if her name's not in front of us. Firouzah. And there was always a rumor that she was part of the Wiccan constellation on this movie. She wasn't. She told she did an interview. I had to go and deep dive on this one. She did an interview in 2017 and said, "Fuck no." I was just really interested, and the shop that is used in the film, she ended up buying. That's why I say she had money when she did this film.
All
So
right.
yeah, she ended up
Okay.
buying it and owning that until 2001, when she sold it to two friends who used to work there for next to nothing.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but she was just interested. She wasn't part of the consultation team. They even Robert Tunney, and when I watched the making of the craft, she was like, "Oh yeah," and she was like totally into it, and she was the one telling us this, that, and the other, and she's like, "At all,
That's
don't know
just
shit."
for hype. Nah. I remember seeing an interview with her and she was like, it just means for so much for me. And when they make movies about witchcraft, they're not really making movies about witchcraft, and this is as close as we're gonna get. And I suppose, I mean, she was right. I mean, what was kicking about at the time? Well, we didn't get practically magic for what? Sorry, practical magic, that's my own brand. Practical magic until, well, 98, I think. Was it as late as that? Yeah.
And that is a good representation of hedge witches. That is something
Yeah.
of that is completely different to this, but still kind of has that witchy vibe to it. The book is shit.
Right.
I'm just gonna put that out there. Don't bother reading it. It's absolutely terrible. It's not what you're expecting. Watch the film.
Oh, okay.
Film is
Well,
much better.
you heard it here first, folks. Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, way better than a book. So,
Well,
yeah.
infinitely, infinitely better. So,
but I think, as I mentioned at the start, and like we class this as an MTV movie, but when the movies that were coming out at the time, it was different take to the 80s, like different tones and stuff like this. I think storytelling in the 80s was a lot more imaginative and wary. What the 90s kind of tried to focus on was issues of the time, and I think this is where the craft and such movies were a lot braver than a lot of movies do. Like the things that they try to talk about, the things that they try to do, but kind of like almost like they're not trying to stick, so it's so in your face. It's like, oh, we put a love spell on this guy, now he gets so in love that he almost forces himself on like Sarah, to the point where it goes like to that length, where in America at that time it was rife with stories where a lot of young college women were getting sexually abused or taken advantage of in the States as well. So it was quite interesting that they were doing them type of stories at that time.
But each one of them has something that each girl of our age at the time would have been able to, look, not represent, but you know what I mean? Like, kind of know at least one of them or something they were going through. One of them was going through grief, poverty, vanity,
Discrimination.
and racism. Now, I just want to get this bit part out of the way with, because I don't want to, I want to focus on all the positives of this movie, because you know me, I love this. It's one of my favorite, one of my go-tos. But this film company really did Rachel True fucking dirty. Really dirty. She's the only one who at the time was 30 years old when this was filmed. All the rest of them were in a younger age. She was told by her agency, stay away from Firouza. She is bad news. If you go next to her, we will not represent you anymore. And this was something that was passed on from the production company to her agent, who passed on to her. So she had to keep her distance when it was come to recording. So she completely separated herself from people to where she was alone majority of the time. Her storyline was meant to be so much more rich and developed, and she through the racist actions of Laura Lizzie, she was had an eating disorder. She this There was much more put into the actual story and how it really affected her, and it got completely stripped out of the film. When it came down to the promotion of the film, she was kept out of it. She wasn't invited to any of the press tours. She wasn't invited to. She was invited at the last minute when somebody realized she wasn't there and was like, oh, shit,
Jesus.
let's pick the fucking phone up. The MTV Movie Awards you were referring to, she wasn't invited to that either. She was never cast as a main cast member. And I still, it blows my mind that she still holds this movie in high regards. This should have absolutely broke her, but the kind of person that she is, she didn't allow it to. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Jeez. Yeah,
You
no,
can't talk
like,
about this film without actually talking about Rachel True and
yeah.
how bad she was treated through this film, because it would be a complete disservice
But
to
there's,
her
yeah,
and her character.
but there's always been like a history of stuff like that. But she was one of the more interesting characters in this, because this could have been, I know it could have been a teeny movie, it could have just been as simple like, or some girls being messing around with like things they don't know about. But this one, as I said, it was more about like friendship, like all these kind of lost souls kind of come together, creating this bond. And then it shows you kind of like, and it's this is where it gets a little bit like true life as well, because when people do get like, say, a little bit of an ego, a little bit of like full of themselves at times, they do kind of change at times. You can see that like every day, like it doesn't matter what kind of walk of life. And it's kind of like the Sarah character as well, she's probably the more grounded and like humble of the ones, but because she doesn't really change too much when she, like the things that the others do, they go from absolutely nothing to like all the things that they're in their past to being like the most popular, the most powerful, the most strongest, and especially the Nancy character as well. But Sarah's kind of like still the most grounded, and she when she tries to take control of the kind of the actions, or knowing it's going too far, how quickly like say the Sarah like the sorry not Sarah the Bonnie and the Rochelle character, who you think would like, because they were always nice to her and kind of saying, how quickly they had turned on her as well and stood with Nancy, because she was the most powerful one, well, as a thought at
But
that
she
time.
wasn't.
No.
But she wasn't. The only reason them three have any power is because Sarah came into the fold. Sarah's the only true witch out of all of them, so the reason anything works for them, and it'll only work when she's there, apart from when Nancy invokes the deity. There's a uncut There's a scene that's been cut from the film, and they did it for good reason, because we wouldn't have the ending that we have now, and it is a good ending. Is the bathroom scene where they all gang up on Sarah. Well, in the deleted scene, it's not. It's Nancy who gangs up on them all,
Right.
and she breaks them all as
Right.
well. She is vicious. Her tongue is so sharp, and she breaks every single one of them. But it would never have worked with the ending where Rochelle and Neve Campbell stand. What's Neve's? Bonnie.
Bonnie, Bonnie.
When
Bonnie,
they
yeah.
stand together with her, it would never have worked because why would they do that after what she's just said to them? So that was cut, and the scene was created in where they all ganged up on Sarah. But they are nothing without her, and it's such a shame because Robert Tunney is not good in this film. Oh, talk about a mop acting, like she is wooden throughout the whole thing. And I don't know if that is because she is standing next to greats and she's just her downfall is because of that. But she is the way she talks is so and there's nothing to her.
But like
I do
she
love this
feels
film, I really
very,
do.
yeah. She doesn't feel particularly likable as a
No, she's
character either.
not.
She's quite smarmy and she's quite like, I'm not gonna take anyone's advice and like,
And know it all,
I
like
can
one
do
of
my
those,
own thing.
like one of those people that can't do any wrong or like up her own arse, like she, that
Yes,
was probably the way
yeah,
I would describe it.
a little bit, a little
it's when
bit.
she's in the witchcraft shop and she picks up these candles randomly, by the way, just picks up two candles out of nowhere and goes, and she's like, "Do you know how to use them?" And she's like, "Yeah, you light the wick." I would have hit her with them.
To be fair, though, I would
I
give the same answer, though. If someone said, "How do you know how to use a candle?" I would think, "Are they being patronizing to me now?" I was like, "Bitch, please, you just get a lighter, just do it."
Yeah, it's just like a generational thing. Like
Yeah.
boomers, like oh, millennials don't even know how to use candles. So I'm sorry.
Probably start sticking up the nose and stuff, start sniffing it. Like, yeah, weirdos.
What,
But
is that not
yeah,
how you use them?
depends. These the hair doesn't pluck itself these days. Well, yeah. But one thing I do think is masterfully used in this film is the use of practical effects. And I know we bang on about each week and like how much of a difference it used. Like one scene, it's still like I still get shudders from it. This has one of the most realistic looking run over, like when the homeless guy gets knocked over, that looks so realistic and horrible at the same time. Like you see like the guy going under the wheel, then rolling, and you
Oh,
see
yeah.
his arm going around his back and leg. You know it's a dummy, but it's so well done. It's horrific, and it's just timed to perfection as well. I think that like
Yeah.
the timing in the movie is done so well.
I all love how them three are just standing there thinking, we did this. And it's like, Sarah's like, it was me,
Oh,
bitches.
you did. Oh, you do.
Oh, you think you did?
Oh, you did. Cute.
Yeah, you're cute. Also, Rochelle's in the air, light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yes.
How many teenage girls tried that on a sleepover? See, he's actually did. I thought it was just a myth that he's actually tried it. Did anyone
Oh,
float?
no. Well, yes.
Oh.
Because enough of you and a little bit of pressure and a little bit, if there's enough of you, then you can lift a body if
So how
they're
many
stiff enough.
was it 16 of you or something like that, or just
I think maybe half that. I think maybe eight or nine girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine didn't
Yeah.
work.
So on our next meetup, we have to
We
try
were
and fit
very little.
we have to try and find the smallest and lightest person, Chris.
Chris.
We will try this, see if we can get you off the floor, see what happens. We won't drop you, I
Yeah.
promise.
But it's the same kind of practical effect as they did in Ghostbusters. Kind of a pole
Yeah.
through the middle and then blank that out later. But yeah, I still love that one. I still love the fact that you can
Yeah.
see underneath it. You can, and even on 4K telly, nothing's ruined.
No.
Yeah, it still looks really good. It
Yeah.
looks great. They could have just like really badly just superimposed her because that was the technology. But and I'm so
So,
glad they did that.
so.
Or no, like funny wires.
So these four girls as well, they all, like I say, had their wish when they first invoked the spirit. Like one wanted love, one wanted say a payback, one wanted to get rid of her scars, and one wanted not to be trailer trash anymore. So to go to you lovely ladies, if you had that chance, like say if your 14, 15-year-old self,
Oh,
what would
Christ.
you have invoked back then, and what would you have invoked now?
Better teeth.
Right, better teeth. Okay.
Better teeth. Just give us better teeth. Give us better teeth and a body that is in proportion with the normality, because I have the torso of a short person, but the legs of a long person.
Right.
And yeah, my proportions are completely out. I would, yeah, just, it's vanity. I don't
Right.
give a shit.
Okay,
I've had to deal with it my whole life.
so that's yours. Yours is vanity. That's fair enough.
Vanity.
Would it be so that would that be for you, 15, 14-year-old Sammy, or is that so it's the
Hasn't
same?
fucking changed, and
Okay.
I'm 41 years old, and I still feel exactly the same way I did then as I do now.
Fair enough.
What's weird is I have the opposite problem,
Right.
so we could look into some surgery, maybe some surgical options if you want
Swap
to maybe switch.
over.
Should we Frankenstein this? Yeah,
Oh,
why not? Oh my God.
God, this is turning a lot weirder than I was expecting.
This is friendship I never thought I'd
You
have.
weren't expecting weird with this.
No, I knew we would go in places, but I didn't expect like swapping each other's body parts.
I'll make for it.
But
I'll try anything.
I think at 14, 15, I would have probably wanted fame and fortune, and power and all that, like all that stuff. Now, I don't know, like serious answer?
It can be
I
it
don't
definitely
know.
one
I don't
of
know.
yeah it's a difficult one
I
I
don't know.
know.
It's a really difficult one. Like I know that young me would have wanted what did the world? I would have probably
So
gone like Nancy.
you would have went full Nancy back then. So yeah.
Yeah, which is I at that age and like into my early 20s, I was going for auditions for things. I was in bands. I was I was very fame hungry. I was very like looking
Amazing.
for
It's a
my big break.
good job YouTube wasn't around back then, otherwise
Oh,
that
thank God, like phones weren't
would have
around, man. Like the stuff that I was doing, I'm so glad that it was not recorded in
been
any way,
some
shape, or form. The
Oh
fact that I
yeah,
even remember it is a travesty.
I've done the girl bands, I went to drama school, I went and did it in college. I went to auditions and walked out of them because I've got stage fright.
Oh yeah, I completely dinged some because I got so scared. But I did quite well for some, and I thought, okay, this is it. But I swear to this day, if I had broken through at like 19 years old, I would not be here today because I was just I did not know how to say no.
Yeah.
Now I'm
I never
like,
wanted the fame thing. I just wanted the creative side of it. That's all I've
oh, I
ever
wish I
wanted to
could.
do is be creative.
I wish I could lie and say that, but no, I was
Want
I wanted all of it. I
it all.
think now if I could summon anything, maybe just maybe influence. Like, how could I talk myself into getting? How can I talk myself into getting a position here? Or could I talk myself into a placement over here? And like I've talked about it before, but my absolute dream would be like to go and be part of Tom Savini's school, for example. So, maybe like the gift of the gab, maybe just like extra
Yeah.
charm, a bit kind of like,
I don't think
oh,
you, I
you
don't think
were
you, I don't think
expecting me here.
I don't think you can have any more charm. That's the thing. So yeah, I'm not in your camp.
Oh, you.
Probably me. I know it sounds really weird. If I would do a little bit of a reverse, I would wish I would have the confidence and probably me knees that I did when I was 14. But with the knowledge and the know-how that I've got now, that's a thing. So like almost like
Oh,
all the
that's
lessons, all the
dangerous.
lessons I've kind of learnt in the 40 odd years I've been around, but with the same confidence and vigor that I had when, because when we're 14 and 15, like I know Sammy knew me a little bit when I was a little bit older, but I thought I was invincible. I was going to take over the world. Like literally, there was nothing I could not do. Like I know it sounds weird, like sports wise and stuff like that. I was always like into me sports, and I was always good at me sports. If it wasn't for me dodgy knees, I probably could not say that. Well, it's impossible to say you wouldn't make it, but I probably would have done a lot more than I did. But
Yeah.
I think knowing what I know now, with a lot of the experiences, like everyone says experiences, but I think if I had that confidence, I would probably be knocking on more doors than I did now. It's probably, as you said, like anxiety and not fear of rejection, but just fear in general that
No, it's
stops us now
anxiety.
as 40-year-old.
Yeah,
But if I
it's
had the
crazy.
confidence as when I was 13, 15, fuck, it would be scary.
It's crazy how much you how confident you like. I was a cocky teenager. I wasn't even cocky when I went to college. Like I was mouthy as fuck. Like that's all Ant can remember when we first met is how mouthy I was. I am the complete opposite of that now. Like anxiety has kicked me so hard that I'm like, shut up. So yeah, no, I kind of agree with that. I don't ever want to go back to being that age again. I said to you before, you couldn't pay me to go back to that age again and relive that time. Not because it was t I
No.
just fucking hated school and I never ever want to go back there.
Oh, the people
So
that say
no.
that high school is the best years of your
It, no,
life.
it's the
What are you
fucking
doing wrong for the
bullshit.
rest of your life? I'm sorry, but not to be judgmental here, but Jesus Christ, like aim higher, you know?
The best years of your life
Sorry.
wasn't when you were in school, but yeah.
No. It's
That's
when I
all.
could, make decisions for myself, be legal to buy me own stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Had fuck all to do with that place. I hated it.
It was not having to answer to full grown adults that would address you like this.
Snap the fingers off.
Oh, use your words. Oh.
It's good that,
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that you're talking about like school life and stuff as well, because normally when it comes to like these type of movies, like teenage rom, well, not teenage rom-coms,
But teenage movies.
teenage movies, or like aimed at the teenage, but one thing that the Americans normally do is they normally glamorize or make the American high school experience so appealing that everyone wanted that as kids. If you look back at like Saved by the Bell, like California Dreams, like everyone
Tell us about
thought
it.
like Sweet Valley High and stuff like
I just wanted to live that
that.
lifestyle. The promise made all sorts when I was going to comp, and it just never happened. I never got a
No.
locker. Where's my locker?
But if we take lockers out of it, this representation in the craft was quite a lot like teenage or like I wouldn't say school, but more college life, just with how the different facets of people acted and treated. Like there was always people spreading rumors. There was always people like wanting to be part of the cool gang. This was quite a true reflection, and it kind of related it a lot more in this movie. This is probably why I gravitated it towards, because it didn't glamorize or over like make everything look shiny and perfect. This
Yeah,
was
it was
gritty.
dirty.
This was like, say, the nastier side of like the school. So it's kind of like, shit, I could
Yeah.
understand why you don't like this person. Shit, I understand why it was tough for these people, and being from them different backgrounds as well. And again, it wasn't kind of showcasing the perfect American lifestyle. I know
No.
the only problem we had was Sarah moving into that new house, and it was like one of those get massive mansions that, oh look, I'm a single parent, I can afford this. It's like, no, you can't.
Oh, with that Mediterranean Los Angeles bloody decor. Ugh, don't like it. Chris, though.
Oh, just love
I
it.
have a soft spot for it because Marilyn's house was decored in that Mediterranean, and it's nice to a degree, but when it's all over, I don't particularly like the
You know what?
interior.
It's because of Jennifer Tilly's house in Bride of Chucky. I love that. I love that house that they used.
And
It's
I
so
understand now.
quintessentially LA. Yeah, I love
Yes, it is. And that's what that house looked like as well. The
it.
character Chris, can I just say, Nancy did everyone a favor. Nancy did the world a favor when she kicked him out of that window, because he would have
Yes.
went on to be one of the worst human beings that graced this earth. So her booting him out the
100%.
window was a gift from a gift from above.
Can I just say something
A
about him though as
thousand
well?
percent.
Because like, he was a douchebag, he was an arsehole, he was like in the clearest con a cunt, let's put it that way. But we know from our experiences, like me and Sammy, most, like, not saying all blokes, so that's the worst thing to say. We know of people that acted the exact same way as Chris did back then, that used to tell lies, used to, not, when they never got their own way, would go in a little huff and try and spin their own little narrative. So even though he is a horrible character, he is one of the most true reflecting characters of
You
that
are
age
right.
range from in a movie
Oh,
thing,
no.
'cause
100%.
he's.
I can, yeah. I can put faces to the people Paul has just said right now, and we would probably be thinking of exactly the same people. You are right. He is a true reflection of what boys, because that's all he is at that time. But I just feel like she really did the world a favor by taking him out. I just didn't. I really didn't like the character. I thought his
No.
friends should have joined him
Yeah.
because they
Yep.
were awful. Even though I love the kid who
He's
he's
always the
oh
stoner. Oh, I
yeah
love
he's
him. And he
is
was in
it
Clueless.
Clueless, yes.
Breckin Meyer.
Yes.
Yes.
Breckenmeyer is my absolute, like, my number one crush growing up. I love him so much. He's
He
so
was
cute. Between him and Matthew Lillard, oh, so
Oh,
sweet.
hey.
I'd say
Speaking my language.
one of the nicest couples ever in movies and clothes. Him and Brittany, is it Thingy Murphy?
Brittany Murphy,
Brittany
yeah, Brittany
Murphy.
Murphy.
Them two together was
Yeah.
just so sweet. Rolling with the homies.
It
So
was Marvin the Martian.
I love that.
Oh, don't, because I'll start getting sad about Brittany Murphy's no longer with us anymore, and it's
I
sad.
know. Gone too soon.
But yeah, he was. I was shocked at his character because that's not how I remember him from Clueless. He's in Road Trip, isn't he? It's him. That is him from Road Trip.
No, it is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like totally out of character for him. So I was like, ah, oh, you dickhead.
Again, not a criticism of the movie, but like I say, what? Because like I say, I know everyone like, goes around. There wasn't a sympathetic male character in this movie, though. That's the only
The
thing.
French teacher.
Right. Because he
Oh,
spoke French.
yeah.
But we don't know what. Yeah. But there wasn't anyone like. Because normally what you do, like in these type of movies, you have the shitheads, the arseholes, but you have like a one
Yeah, the
nice guy that can
counterbalance.
counterbalance.
Yeah.
There wasn't really anything. And like most of the people in this movie, other than, as you said, Sarah, even though Sammy's got a little problems out the way with the character,
Oh, yeah.
all of them are pretty toxic. Like none of them have many redeeming characters when it comes back to it, is it?
Apart from Rochelle.
But
Yeah.
Rochelle turns into an arsehole towards the end as well.
But she's not the worst.
No.
I don't know, I've got such a soft spot for her.
But that's a description there, because we've just had a little talk and you've just said she's not the worst. You can't say that they've got nice
I
characters in
know,
when you describe a person as not the worst.
I understand.
Yeah.
I think
I
it's
just
very difficult to be. I mean, all four of them have had various traumas, right? They're now in the position where they no longer have to be at the mercy of these traumas, or they are not at the mercy of the consequences, right? So
Yeah.
you have Nancy is now able to get away from that lifestyle, away from that abusive household. She's been able to essentially rescue her mother because she sees that she, you know, she's there's a physically abusive relationship going on there. So, you know, why wouldn't she celebrate getting away from that? And that's going to give you a bit of an ego trip, you know, not just the money and the finances, but the security as well and
Yeah.
the power that comes along with it. But also, you know, Bonnie, she's been bullied for all this time. She's been so self-conscious. She's going to have that moment of being, you know, of embracing her
Loose.
beauty and flaunting it a little bit. And I don't think we can really blame her for that.
It's
And
confidence she
Rochelle,
never knew she had.
yeah, like, and she's, you know, she's being hit on suddenly. She's never had that before. She doesn't know, you know, really what to do with it. So she kind of goes too far the other way, which, you know, fine, you're figuring that out at that age. Then Rochelle's like the only one that's really freaked out by the consequences. Like she hates Laura, and quite rightly so, because Laura is an absolute racist piece of shit, who deserves everything she's getting as well. I'm sorry, but
The true
I
representation of
cannot.
white privilege in one movie, yes.
Yeah, I can't feel sorry for her. I
No.
cannot, because
No.
she is so barefaced. She's not even like, oh,
Can't
I
even
was just
hide it.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't even like trying to hide it under anything. She was just like, no, because I don't like you because of who you are. And
She
great, like, bring on the baldness.
and she went on to play Marsha Brady. Like she it's it is just the epitome of white privilege right there.
And she shaved her head in Friends as well.
And she married
Ben
Ben
Stiller.
Affleck. Ben Stiller, not Ben
Yeah.
Affleck. Everyone else married Ben Affleck,
Yeah,
Yeah,
but everyone else has married him. Not her.
everyone's had a,
not her.
everyone thought Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms. It's fine. But yeah, it's just a weird one. Like, it is such a, like, as you said, a film about bonding and stuff. Like I said, where there's a lot of negativity in this movie when it, when you look at it, certain aspects. But it's again, it's nice to see that, like as you said, the breaking free of stereotypical like that's holding them back. And as you said, with Bonnie, when the confidence grows, she suddenly learns how to not have greasy hair anymore. It's like she's all that situation. It's almost like
Oh yeah, she went through a whole thing.
Oh, the 90s loved a half-assed montage, and they half-assed like, oh, take your glasses off. Oh, she's
Oh,
hot. I'm like,
she's
oh,
pretty.
she's hot.
And
Yeah.
I think the best thing about this film is that it gives girls real problems.
Yeah.
These are not, it's not just a problem where, oh, the boy doesn't like me and oh, I'm just so sad about it. It was genuine problems. And it's not something that got kind of addressed back then.
Yeah, and
No,
and
everything
it
was
still
kind
get
of,
kind of
yeah, everything was sort
overshadowed.
of like infantilized by a lot of shows. It was, yeah, like, God, I mean, you mentioned Saved by the Bell. We talk about the caffeine pill addiction for a second.
I'm so excited.
I'm so scared.
Oh,
That
don't,
is
it
the
still makes
closest
us
we got.
upset. Jessie went on to do better things, like she was in Showgirls.
Like Showgirls, yeah,
Yeah.
she's done really well. Oh, poor Jessie.
They've just done
Poor
a reunion.
Jessie.
They've just done a, I don't know what it is, but it's flashing up on my TikTok at the moment. And it's all of them. It's the cast of Saved by the Bell, obviously the people who are still alive. And it's Jessie saying, "I'm 30 years caffeine free." Like, oh my God, she's bringing up the pill incident again. Please stop, Jessie. I'm not over it.
No, but no, it is an
I love it.
interesting point, as you said. It's like giving like women or girls or teenagers realistic like problems, not just like, oh, this boy doesn't like me, this like all going all full Clueless, where like not being the belle of the ball. This is literally where, if you look at Nancy's type of situation, like her home life is fucking horrendous.
Grim.
Like when like I was shocked like
Yeah.
watching this again over the last few days. I know you kind of gloss over certain aspects and you forget about, but that her home life, the way her stepfather is lurching on her and kind of groping her in front of her mother, and when her mother tries to stand up for her, the way she is talking to, and then like thrown about. I know he has his comeuppance, but Jesus Christ, that was brutal. Like that was hard
Yeah.
watching.
Yeah.
It's the
Yeah.
actress who plays the her mother, who was doing Cool Mom way before Amy Poehler was doing it in Mean Girls, might I add. It's how scared she looks when she gets thrown onto the couch. You can't create that kind of fear. You
No.
can't fake it. And that looked like genuine, either that or she's a really good fucking actress or she's
Been through some
experience some
shit.
shit, yeah, because that was too real. That look on her face was far, and the shake that she did, oh, it that brought that kind of like, I've never been put in that position ever in my
No.
life, but it kind of still gets a reaction out of you.
No, I think everyone does, like, because we're normal, like, people. We don't expect to see or have people in those type of situations, but those type of situations do happen, and they happen on a regular basis. Like my wife, she works for a women's refuge. She told me yesterday that they're panicking because the refuge is going to be full. That's
Thank God.
a scary thought for women these days, and this is still going back to, like, say, in the 90s, when it wasn't talked about as much or it wasn't showcased as much. So again, I know it's kind of like, not to like give it a platform, but it's like during the 90s, a lot of films were shiny, showing things all, this is beautiful, this is amazing. And then, like as you said, with horror movies, it kind of brought out the dank and dirty side. Like Scream changed the game. This again changed a lot of how teenagers were viewed and how topics were able to be talked about. Even something as corny and as cheesy as Cruel Intentions, like manipulation, like not just like physically, but emotionally, psychologically, that movie has so much I know it's, I'm saying trigger warnings or damage for people that probably were in
No, you're
situations
right.
like that for that it had any right to be. People bang
You're
on about
right.
the soundtrack and stuff like this, but these films actually hit on true things that are true situations.
They were created for a younger generation, but dealing with very adult subjects. And some things that I probably, when I first watched it, I'm not looking at the subtext and, the context behind things. I'm looking for the witchcraft and the candles and the pentacles. And yeah, I'm not looking at that until I get older.
No.
And then I start, you start to really read between the lines, and you are taking notice to the subtext and the context. And yeah, it hits home in a different way, especially this movie as well. When I watch the behind the scenes and the treatment of Rachel, it just kind of, I will never not love this film.
No.
I'll never not. But it made me look at it in a little bit of a different way, that there was a lot of life reflecting on art. What's the word? I
Art
don't know.
imitating life, imitating
That's
art,
it. Yeah. A lot of that going on, and it gave me a bit of an ick. But again, I still can't not love this film. It's
No,
part of me. It's part of me.
And again, I think someone made a comment in the group when we were talking about the crafts is films that haven't aged well. I think this is aged better because of these tones and the subject matters it dared to tackle at the time. Like, fair enough,
Absolutely.
some of the CGI is ropey. I'll
Oh,
not
it's
drink it.
janky
The intro is probably one of the worst like music video intros I've ever seen, and just with a flash, and it looks terrible. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love
It,
it when the yellow craft comes
but
up.
it wanted to be Lost Boys so much, but just didn't get there.
Well,
But yeah.
here's something, an interesting bit of trivia for you. Charmed hasn't come out yet by the time this film comes out. The screen writer for this movie writes a pilot,
Right.
who then the studios go, well, we're not interested in that. Oh, we're not interested in that. The craft comes out. Somebody picks up the screenplay, puts their name to it, and sells it as Charmed.
Are you set?
Stolen idea. For years, people thought Rachel Tierney was in Charmed,
Right.
because they kept getting the two crossed over, is because Charmed is a direct rip-off of this movie. It was meant to be kind of like a continuation of the story, or somewhat of the story, or the power behind it, the witchcraft behind it, and possibly taken into another either generation or another group of friends. And that's where the craft comes, where Charmed comes out of. So yeah, Charmed directly, because the screenplay writer of the craft literally wrote the pilot series.
That's
Interesting.
really interesting. I have no
Oh,
idea.
I
It
read a
makes
lot of
sense, though.
She's
I
been on a deep dive with this one.
just speak it.
Literally, I went down a rabbit hole the day, and I had no intention to. I was just going to come in here with, this film means a lot to us, and I've known it for the majority of my life, and it's shaped who I am today. And then when I started reading about things, I was like, oh, fuck, this is kind of interesting. Like, I kind of, this is going to have to come out of my brain somehow. So here you are.
No,
Yous get it.
it's an always an interesting take. Like, and I love like different people's perspectives of this movie, because again, I would love to know if someone like a teenager now, or someone that hasn't watched the craft from back in our day watched it now, would they still experience the same things, or would they see it for like what it is now? Because I know, I think, what was it, Lee watched The Crow and said it's just it's
Yeah.
it, he didn't get the like the hype and the fuzz behind The Crow or something. What was it, one of those situations where you had to be
You
there
had to
at
be
the
there. Yeah.
time to experience it and find this?
I don't know about this
Yes
because
and
again,
no.
I think because this, well, this is very adult. Like I said earlier, it's, you know, it's aimed at teens but adult kind of topics. The Crow is you had to be there. You just had to.
Yeah, The Crow was a little special moment in time, whereas The Craft, it's still, I mean, you can put it in any decade, and teenagers are still going to be having the same issues. You're still dealing with the same problems, where, you know, we haven't got beyond discrimination, racism, we haven't got beyond bullying, we haven't got beyond poverty. So, you know, all these issues are still going to come up again and again. And we're still, you know, women are still desperately trying to be understood and heard and believed when it comes to assaults and things, especially in these huge like college dorms, where we see even when they're caught, you know, there's very little in the
It's
way of
yeah,
in
but
the
it's
way of consequence.
especially as you said,
So
if not to go too far, but especially when an American court when said we don't want to like put him in jail because it'll ruin his life.
he's a
So what is
promising young I
it?
don't know what it is I should use, me stress ball or me octopus, because these topics get me so riled up. My sister is a massive advocate when it comes down to violence against women, and she would kick my ass if I didn't even mention the fact of the numbers, the staggering numbers of women who were killed in this country alone, and it doesn't even get fucking talked about. There we go, let's move on, because I'll just get really, really mad, and I don't
will
want
say
to.
the and just to put my own little two cents about that in, I was one of those women.
God.
You know, I have experienced it firsthand, and I'm glad that it's talked about. I'm glad that in movies that I watched as a teenager still resonate with me in a different way, even if it's a really messed up way. You know, I get something from it now that tells me that, oh no, you are valued, and you deserve so much more than this. So if we can keep putting that message out to young women, to girls, and they grow up knowing that, you know what, you deserve more. You don't need to take
100%,
this. You
100%.
don't need to throw somebody out the window to prove that point, but
I mean,
I support you if you have
I kind of,
to.
Violence is never the option, never the way, but it's just in this setting, it kind of like, oh, just it was,
Violence is never the answer unless it's Skeet
it's Skeet
Ulrich
Ulrich.
in
And there's an open
virtually any
window.
film.
Just to be
And
fair,
there's an open window.
if he wasn't thrown out that window, could Billy have came about? But he
Well, that's it. You
was.
know, Billy and Sid were right there next to each other the whole time.
No, but again, I know it's not a trivial thing, but just thank you for sharing that as well. I know it's never easy, but that was quite brave of you as well, especially like I say, like live on YouTube. So thank you. Like I don't want to like just walk past and like not say that as well.
No, I couldn't not, you know, I couldn't not chime in with it a little bit. You know, having had, I'm very, I am very outspoken about it, so don't worry, I haven't been outed.
I mean, I'm pleased. Yeah, I'm pleased.
So,
Can I change the tone a bit? We've
oh,
been
of course.
very serious throughout this movie. And by all rights, we should be, because it's, you know, a very thought-provoking film, and there's a lot of subject matters in there that are really serious. I want to talk about the fashion.
Right, okay. Has it changed much?
You know, you're
Well,
talking my language. Oh my good God.
except from the schoolgirl outfits from like the school, which
The thing is though, that's how I wanted my school uniform to look like, and still couldn't, f and my school didn't give a shit, and I still couldn't quite pull it off. The whole thing itself, I mean, I was reading about the wardrobe design today. I love the 90s. I love 90s clothes, and I love the fashion choices in these. But I don't know if you noticed, and you're probably not paying too close attention, but from the start of the film to the end, the wardrobe elevation does change because of how powerful that they are getting Different choices are being made, different characteristics, and they are looking more shinier at the end than they do at the very beginning. And they are.
I just thought that was because Nancy had money, so she was they were buying stuff rather than stealing.
Potentially, but that, potentially because that, Bonnie has her glow up and she's obviously dressing to how over her confidence. And Nancy has her money.
Chris is
Sarah just Sarah
secret.
just Sarah is just fitting in. To be honest, when it comes down to you mentioned earlier about bonding, I don't feel like there's any bonding here. Sarah was just there at the right time and they needed her. It wasn't a, it could have been anyone. And I don't think there's any form of kind of strong bond in there apart from Bonnie and Rochelle.
Yeah, them are the
Nancy, they're the only two who you feel like are really trying. But if Sarah wasn't there, it wouldn't have made any difference.
No, it's just interesting. I wonder, like, I know it's a film, you can't see it. I wonder what would happen if this, but if Sarah never turned up, I wonder where, like, they would have ended up, like their lives would have gone and stuff like that. It probably would have been mediocre, like, nothing would have, like, changed. Nancy would have probably, that's ended up like a mother type thing, situation, the way she was going, especially with, as you said, the reputation she was getting for herself, even if it wasn't like justified. But it's an interesting way of thinking as well. I know when you talk about like what cute comes after, we did get a sequel. I know we're not going to talk too much about the sequel because I haven't watched it since I
It
first
was an
saw it.
assault on the eyes.
It was an interesting take, but
It was. It was.
yeah.
It felt very much of now, and for us, we're not going to get it because this is not our generation. These are not our people. This is not our time, and this is for them. Let them have it if that's what they want. It just wasn't. It wasn't for me. Didn't really care for it. David Duchovny. What were you thinking? But hey ho. Just to go back to the fashion for just another second. Trench coats.
Please. Right. That was
Trench
a
coats.
bad word to use in the 90s though, wasn't
We
it?
hadn't had Columbine yet. No, we
No.
did. April 96 or 94. My God, that's yeah,
I think it
right.
was 94, wasn't it? I think that rings a
Like
bell.
96 or 94. Well, 94 is the year Cobain died. And that's the only reason I know that year.
Was you sure it wasn't later on? Because
I know we got bowling
I'm
for
sure
Columbine afterwards.
there was an episode of Buffy that was pulled because of, was it because of Columbine or a
Wow,
different thing?
massively 1999.
Right, all right.
Yeah, so there was an episode of Buffy
Oh, I thought it was
pulled
earlier.
because there was a gun, there was a sniper threat
Yes,
where that was when she had her psychic abilities and she could hear, I'm going to kill all the students, and actually she intercepts and it turns out it was a suicide that was gonna occur in that moment, but they pulled it because of the gun violence, which is absolutely fair enough. So yeah, that's trench
99,
coats yeah.
we're
They
fine.
were
We're
fine,
at this point.
so okay. So
We had a good 3 years.
Chris, as Chris likes to call them, Flasher Max, but
They were just, I love Nancy's. Nancy's is the PVC leather. That was just, that was special. Robert, Sarah's where she, the kind of, oh gosh, like the crisscrossy pattern. Pinstriped, fucking hell, Sam. The pinstripe jacket that she was when she goes to Nancy's apartment and the beret as well. Oh my good God. That is a combination I will never be able to pull off. But again, it's the short skirt, the knee-high socks, boots, black cardi, white t-shirt. So simple, yet so 90s. Stick some rosemary beads on there, and you are literally a walking member of this film.
And the tattoo chokers that had a literal chokehold on all of us, how many could you fit? I tried to find mine and I couldn't find it. I was going to wear it for this episode and I couldn't find it anywhere. But I'm sure I still have a couple kicking around. I had a couple with like jewels in them as well, but they're with my fancy ones.
Wow. I had a UV one. Can remember when UV was a thing? Yes. I used to have a UV one and just a plain black one with very small, it looked almost like a kitty cat color. But
Alright,
I was
cool.
never one for wet. I was more the tattoo ones, you know, the black ones, which I still have one today.
It's interesting when you're saying for fashion, because there's not many movies that can come about. And again, this wasn't a big hit, shall we say. This wasn't like an earth like massive, but this changed fashion, especially in the 90s. Like you can see like almost like a line down the sand where we went from before the craft and after the craft, like different, like it kind of wasn't like everyone, but you could see the groups of people that kind of went towards it. And like I know from like say living in living in the Northeast, there was like what we used to call like the green, where all the goths and all the emos and all the like the kind of like the same type of vibe and people used to go. No one used to know each other, but used to all like kick about and
Saturday
sit.
morning.
And it was almost like you kind of like your uniform that you wore to know where, and because I know it's a weird thing to say, you know where you belong, because that's what we were doing at that age or that time, trying to find where we fit in this kind of crazy world.
I mean, Glasgow, we had the GOMA, we had the Gallery of Modern Art. You know, we would have one side would be all the goths and all the moshers, and the other side would be the skateboard kids, and we just kind of blend.
Yeah, we
And
blended. It literally is a patch of green grass that has Eldon Square at the top and a few shops down here. One of the shops
I've been
was
there. I've been there.
Kathmandu.
I was there last, God, when was it? February. I was there in February with a friend who would have also been hanging about at that time. Yeah. He was like, let's go and watch people at Eldon Square go in the green. And I was like, all right, sweet.
Oh, to be fair though, it's a
Now
lot
what?
more
What do we do?
it's a lot more scarier to kick about there now.
Fuck yeah, is it? I had a
Oh yeah. It was a match day. It was awful. But
Yeah, we
it was
sat
good fun.
there one Sunday morning before SunnyCon very early, and you get to see some of Newcastle's finest
And she got attacked by a
Oh
pigeon. She got attacked by a pigeon as well.
yeah. A wee cup of tea halfway across. Yeah, I remember that. That wasn't funny. But yeah, what was the music shop? It was there was Kathmandu, and then down the stairs there was a vinyl record shop that used to sell band t-shirts. Oh my God, what the fuck was it called?
I can't remember the name, but I'll be honest,
But can you?
I was never one of the total cool kids. I used to go in Kathmandu, but then I used to be scared about by the new rock boots and say, no, I'm not cool enough to be knocking about with these people. So it's
I'm not.
the
I says to Anthony, I want to buy some new boots, and I was like, but they are a little bit on the pricey side. And he was like, that's okay. And I went, yeah, the new rocks. And he went, but you want a pair of fucking flamed boots? I went, it's not 2000. They have advanced since then. I did own a pair of the flamed new rocks, though. They were
I've never owned a
special.
pair of New Rocks, but I did have the flamed Converse because I was like, you would
Oh.
expect me to be a, like a total goth the whole time. No, I was a few years, I was a total skate kid. And I was like,
Oh,
I
we've all
dressed.
gone through that evolution period.
Oh, I was Guy Fieri. Like that was my level of fashion. Flame shirt. Sweet, man. Backwards
Oh my
cap.
God,
Yeah.
are we talking the black silk blue flame at the bottom? We
Dear.
are, aren't we? Oh my God.
We're talking
Yeah.
bowling shirt, Realist.
Yes.
I'm not judging you, I'm just walking on by. It's fine.
I am just living. I am living for this moment right now. It's when you can find someone who understands what you went through with.
Before I realized, like, oh, I could dress nicely and attract other people. That's that. I hadn't quite figured that out yet. I was like, no. This is cool. I'm going to wear it, and even though you look
Yeah.
like a middle-aged lesbian at 15, but
I
nothing wrong with middle-aged
feel
lesbians. You're reputable.
I still feel like that. I can't work out. Like, yeah, I'm just me. I'm just the blob these days. But yeah. So coming back to the movie side of it, I know it's going to be a hard thing, like, especially because it's got so much emotional attachments. What would you rate this movie out of 5?
Oh,
solid four. Solid
Yeah.
four.
Okay.
If you'd asked me before I'd read stuff about this film, I would have given it a 5 and said I'm basing it solely on the fact of the love, the connection, the identity that I got from this film. But after what I've read, I'm going to knock a point off because it really has like kind of struck a chord with us to where I'm not, I can't say I'm looking at the film differently because I've literally just watched it before we came on and I didn't, I wasn't, but it's still, you know, when
Still
it's
tickets.
right
I'm
in
the same.
there.
I can't separate. I really struggle with separating art from artist. And whenever there's some shitty thing comes out about behind the scenes or the way someone was treated, it's always gonna play on my mind. And I knew a little bit about what had happened with Rachel True, but I didn't know to that extent. So
So
yeah,
bad.
I would have to say 4 out of 5. It was a huge part of my developmental years. It was like the catalyst that got me into Buffy as well. Like I was such a huge Buffy fan, and the fashion as well that had its knock-on effect. I mean, you look at a lot of especially the early seasons of Buffy, it's straight from the craft. Like it's just,
It's still, yeah.
it's so
Short
bang on.
skirt over the knee, socks and a boot.
The trench coats, you know, I love it, absolutely love it. But yeah, I still it holds a really special place in my heart because it just reminds me of being that age and fully believing that we could take over the world if we just really believed it. Really, really.
Again, I think it's
We
going
just
to be
really believed.
like say fours across the board because I can't give it a perfect score because it's not a perfect movie, but for the tones and the things it actually tries to tackle as well, it's a brave movie. Like inside, like I say, a teenage horror film where the teenage horror fears was massive at this time. As I said, films have come out. I think I know we mentioned a few, but like The Faculty and stuff like that, similar type of films or
Amazing film.
round about the same thing. But the kind of dodgy CGI and, as I said, certain tones and stuff and certain things, like the bit that always just I can't watch without cringing is when she changes the color of her hair and it's just so badly
Because
done.
it's that fucking wig.
They could have just changed the wig.
They could have literally put a new wig on her. Change
It's
the
James okay, but yeah, it just looks like
the
it's been done like
reveal.
in Photoshop where it's not even really done well. But yeah,
Oh
that
no.
but that
It's when
aspect.
Nancy touches it and goes, "It's real." It's not.
Wow.
Yeah,
Sorry, we started with a wig, we'll end with a
with the wig,
wig.
Yeah.
the review of the craft,
Pop-off wig.
shit wigs. But yeah,
We hope she cleaned it.
4 out of 5 wigs.
four or five. I could make that graphic, so that's not too
You
bad.
could.
But yeah, so that is
Yes.
our little titty on,
Ditty.
a little ditty on the craft, which we went places I wasn't expecting. It
No,
kind
me
of,
neither.
yeah, which I quite
But
enjoyed. Yeah, I'm glad we actually did
I'm glad we
enjoy
did. I'm glad we broke it down properly as
that.
opposed to being very sweet about it. And you know, we could gush over the nostalgia of this film and what it means to us, but to get into the nitty-gritty of it, I think is warranted, because we're at a time now where we can do that. So I'm really pleased with the direction this went in. I wasn't expecting to get so angry, and I couldn't decide on anxiety, octopus, or Jack's head. So that's it's been a
We
tough
just
one
got
tonight.
both.
Yeah, it's been a tough one tonight.
Well, I promise you, when we get round to Beetlejuice,
Fun.
I will not bring up any childhood traumas. I will not bring up any.
I don't know. He is a sex
I mean,
pest,
I don't know how you. I
so.
don't know. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I hope you can't link the two. And are we coming in full Beetlejuice attire? I just need to know, just a heads up, because.
Kelly will be. Like I say, I'll do my best, but yeah,
Yeah.
I'll do as
Yes,
good
I
as.
will be.
If
I
we
mean,
all come in
today,
the
I don't know if
same
you can
fucking
really
pyjamas,
tell.
I'll cry. I could see a
I mean,
glit. Have you got some
this is.
purple on?
I don't have purple, but what I do have, this is how I did my makeup in high school. So this was a little homage of unblended, just slapdash, no eyebrows drawn on, just thick
There,
eyeliner.
that's mine,
Yeah.
and that's exactly the same. Apart from, I used to come all the way around and like really
Yep.
heavy underneath.
It's a look.
It's
I'm
a
glad that we've
something.
moved past this.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Unless
We'll
I
just
come
keep
like this
these
next week and I'm just gonna, play ignorant.
on. No, I'm looking forward to our Beetlejuice extravaganza with her lovely costumes and
That'll be
To be
exciting.
everybody a Brexit.
It
It's
is going
going
to
to be
be
my second
interesting.
time talking about it this year.
Everyone wants to talk about
I
the juice.
know.
The juice is loose. I know I felt sorry because I think Eel thought she was going to be on that one. She was like,
I was like,
we're doing
it's when
it
you,
tonight.
because you put a comment on saying, oh, I can't wait. And I was like,
No.
oh my God, Ian, thanks for watching my podcast.
I had such a panic because I knew it was coming up, and I was like, oh my God, have I lost several weeks again?
Oh
What is
no,
happening?
it's my fault.
Okay.
No,
It's fine.
It's
that's on me.
fine.
It's fine. The Monsters wanted to tackle it as well, but I think it's a popular choice with the film coming out. But it's going to be interesting. The juice will certainly be loose next week. What's happening tomorrow, Sammy?
Oh, tomorrow. So tomorrow we have a very special guest on Monsters of North. We have Neil Hibbett, who is one of the organisers for the Love of Horror. So it's all gearing up for the Love of Horror. It's about happening in the next 2 weeks. So we thought we'd get Neil on, and we had a chat about con life, and we had a chat about his horror life, and yeah, some interesting things happen while we're live recording. So be sure to check that one out. It'll be available tomorrow at 8 o'clock on YouTube.
Yes, so yes, that's tomorrow. We've got a few things lined up during the week, but then we've got the beautiful Eel and the majestic Kelly joining us next week for
I
Beetlejuice.
can't wait for you to meet Kelly.
It'll be
Oh,
definitely
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
it'll be a different
She's
type of
stunning.
energy as well, but
Oh, yeah.
But yes, don't forget, if you do want to see us live, we are hoping that it still goes ahead. We will be performing, like say, at the Globe on the November 14th. If you've messaged Jess about tickets, she'll point you in the direction. I think there's a link up now. You can order it yourself. But as well, one of the members of Nerdy Up North, one of the cult members, sent me a message earlier today. In her bar in Sunderland, and I'm sorry to cover up the lovely Sam and Neil's face with this poster.
Oh.
There is going to be, it's called Diego's, the bar is called Diego, sorry, Diego's Joint. They do a monthly movie night, and they've been doing horror movies. So the next one that's coming up is going to be the 7th of November at 7:30, where they will be showing American Werewolf in London. You can order tickets for the
Oh.
tickets are free. You can order the tickets from their Facebook page. So if you go on the Facebook, it'll point you in the directions. You do get a free popcorn for anyone that goes as well. So they will be doing it there. So again, it's called Diego's Deadly Cinema Club, and we will be posting about it a little bit more in the community because it sounds fun. I like the idea of watching films in the pub with your friends. So especially if it's
Yeah.
free. So we're gonna.
Exactly. Free event.
Free event.
Free. How could you turn that down? I
Yes.
mean, I can because I have fair recording commitments on them days, but any other time I will be there.
We'll get Dan to come there as well. It's fine. But yes,
Record monsters from there
record from
while we're watching the film and just whispering.
this is a really good bit. But yes, depends what film. You haven't done American Werewolf in London yet, have you?
No, we've done Rick Baker, so
No.
we have covered a little bit on the his side of things, but we've not actually done, and it could come up, might not. No, no,
You never know.
don't
Don't know. You never know
know,
what's going to happen in this madcap
don't
world
know,
that we
just
live in.
don't know.
Eel, have you got any plans or anything that you're in the works with?
Well, the HorrorCon's just finished, so I'll be gearing up for whatever is coming up next. I'm taking a little break at the moment because that was insane. It was my first proper big con that I've done.
Amazing.
So yeah, I'm going to be looking at the next one and the
Oh,
next bigger one.
yes. And hopefully we'll get you down
And
here in the, like, say, in
hey.
the Northeast Con as well, because there's a few events that probably you could actually like work in, because I
That's
know
true.
we do Nerd Fest.
Yeah.
They do a few things, so
Yeah.
so
Oh, we can go to Glasgow. I'm just saying,
people
I
in
need
Glasgow,
Glasgow.
like, let's just get this out there. I love Eel, but people in Glasgow generally don't like me. I went to see a Kiss concert and I got started on four times before going to the thing. This was in two different bars and one in the concert because someone came up and went, "Give us a wee drink of your pint." I said no, so he tried the glasses.
Oh. Okay.
So this face the Scottish don't like for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, they love me because you know I've got 52. I'm 52% Scottish, so I did a DNA test and everything. So, but yeah, they love me. I went to the reason I mentioned earlier when you said the place he HorrorCon was at is I saw Nightmare Before Christmas, the live Danny Elfman's live show there, and that is
Yes. No,
huge.
it's a
That's a
massive, massive
big
venue.
venue.
Yeah, it was a big one to fill. Because it's still, oh, it's Northern Frights. I should give them a shout out. Northern Frights, like Laura does such a fantastic job. And she's just gaining momentum all the time now. And I'm really hoping come next year, I think we're doing a double shot next year. I say we because I'm already a traitor in my mind. Do a double shot in Paisley, which is just outside of Glasgow. So it's going to be a
Base just outside.
smaller. It's just outside. It's lovely actually, the town hall. It's going to be smaller. It's going to be more intimate, but they're going to do it over 2 days. And I think that's probably the right call, even though there was lots of people and it was a good atmosphere.
Too
It's a
much.
lot.
I think they can do a lot more with the space
It's
over a
lovely.
couple of days. Plus, it might free up a bit of budget for maybe some bigger guests as well, maybe. That was
Maybe.
perhaps the thinking.
Yeah.
So,
Exciting.
yeah, fingers crossed for that. I'm trying to just weasel my way into everything horror up at my neck of the woods. So maybe I need to start weaseling my way down to your neck of the woods and
If you're
just
always
going,
welcome,
hey.
always welcome, Danny. But to be fair, though, we do like a road trip in our little gang. So if there is a little con go up there, we could like say like ask Lee to put some snacks together.
I knew. Oh, Lee's the best. Lee is the best. Like he's a great driver, terrible parker, but a great driver and a very courteous. And he when we went to Manchester, he had a car full of snacks.
The only thing that worries
Like,
is he put out toothpaste. Why did he have toothpaste?
he had toothpaste. He had toothpaste, and he had squeezy diluted juice that you put into water,
Without the water.
but no water.
Yeah.
No water, but we had mini rolls. We had oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved
That's
it.
awesome.
But I'm
Yeah, I love
terrified.
it.
But I'm terrified in the next few weeks because, like, we are all going to the For Love of Horror. We're all staying over in the same hotel. So there's me and my partner, Sammy and her partner, Lee and his partner, Chris and his partner. It's gonna be fucking chaos.
It's going to be fucking
Oh yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
It's gonna be unhinged. Yeah, that
Oh,
sounds
I can't
fucking
wait.
awesome.
Can't wait. It's gonna be fun.
Yes. So yes. So
Yeah, I'll be keeping a very close eye.
I'm not going to say a thank you for joining us tonight because it's been a pleasure. But because you're
It's
going to
been
be back,
great. Loved it.
because you're going to be back again next week. And if we'll get
Woo
more,
woo.
and like I said, we'll try and get a vote on saying do we need more ale in our podcasts. I think the answer is going to be yes. So.
Ah, that's very sweet. And also for everyone that says no, that's also fair. That will hurt my feelings, but that's fine. I just won't read the comments anymore.
Sorry,
Thank you.
we could even be mean to you and send you the top grump so you can join them two idiots with the
I
stuff
would
they're doing.
never allow that to happen.
Yeah, no.
Ooh.
Yeah, but
Yeah,
no.
I get plenty. You don't need to be introduced to them two just yet.
No.
We'll just
I call
not
them
just
the
yet.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum, that's what I call them, but yeah. But yes, anyway,
I call them a lot worse.
so yes, I'm just laughing at the chat now because everyone's kicking off saying we want more ale now. So yeah,
Yeah, they're saying, "Want more ale, please."
So they're like, yes,
That
we
a
have
no
to.
says will be destroyed.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm gonna get sacked. To be fair though, this episode I have enjoyed talking about, but I do feel like it possibly could have done with more like another female. Probably I could have sat out of this one, but I think I added a different perspective, shall we say?
I don't feel like you needed to sit out of this. You're more than right to have a say with it. You've had an experience with it. You understand the thing. If you're going to sit there and bash it and say, "Well, this is fucking ridiculous," and why would you be bothered about the air? Go away. But you
Yeah,
didn't. You didn't do that at all.
no. Anyway, same bat
Yeah.
time, same bat channel.
Stay nerdy, everyone.
And
Bye.
get better wigs.
Wigs.
Wigs.